I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. It's not over in Libya, but the clock appears to be running out for the country's longtime strongman. Rebels stormed Muammar Gaddafi's main military compound in the capital, Tripoli, today, and before long, they were shouting for joy. The rebels' advance offers some vindication of President Obama's decision to not put U.S. troops on Libyan soil and to let NATO take the lead. P.J. Crowley is former head of public affairs for the State Department. He now teaches strategic leadership at Dickinson College in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. He says the U.S. role has been significant, but not critical to the rebels' success so far.
First of all, this is a Libyan revolution, but clearly NATO, including the United States, has been helpful over these past 6 months. First of all, protecting the Libyan population as stipulated in the UN Security Council resolution, but also in the back and forth of military activity, certainly preserving the ability of the revolution to gather the kind of momentum that we're seeing unfold today.
Now, when the U.S. and NATO got involved, the war was billed as a humanitarian intervention, but one would guess the U.S. and NATO can't walk away as soon as the regime falls. So looking ahead, what is the U.S. responsibility for the post-conflict period, and what role do you see the U.S. taking?
Well, I think, first of all, it's not over yet. Certainly, we are in the final stages, but assuming that this comes to an end relatively quickly with the minimum amount of damage and the minimum amount of, say, humanitarian crises, then Libya is a country with some resource. The first effort by the United States and others will be to unlock resources that have been frozen by the national community per the UN Security Council resolution, the subsequent sanctions, so that the new government, the National Transition Council, has resources available to meet the basic needs of the Libyan people. That's job one. Obviously, over 40 years, Gaddafi did not allow a rival power center to emerge, so Libya does not have the institutional strength that, say, an Egypt has, which the institutions are functioning even though Mubarak, is long gone. So the longer-term effort where the United States and the international community can be crucial is building up the kinds of institutions that we take for granted as part of a civil society in our part of the world.
That concern sounds identical to the same concerns people had right after the invasion of Iraq in 2003, the lack of post-conflict planning. It turned out to be kind of a disaster there.
But again, this is where the difference between having something that has risen from the ground inside Libya versus something that is being imposed from outside Libya is important. Go back to Iraq and the pottery barn rule of Colin Powell. The Libyans own Libya. They still own Libya. This is their movement. This is their revolution. This will be their future. I think that's the delicate orchestration that I think the administration deserves credit for.
Now, the Pentagon announced today that it's monitoring chemical weapons sites in Libya where WMD may still exist, even though Gaddafi pledged to destroy them. Some believe they're still there. That poses all sorts of frightening issues. What is your big fear, P.J. Crowley, if a stable government doesn't soon arrive in Libya?
Well, disillusionment that then dissolves into chaos and perhaps the breaking up of Libya as a political union. There's long-term rivalries between Benghazi and Tripoli. Actually, some of those rivalries explained how Gaddafi came to power 42 years ago. So maintaining the integrity of the Libyan state will be vitally important as this goes forward. As to material, there are some chemical stocks in there. I think it was our understanding that those were de-weaponized, but certainly making sure that there is positive control of the remaining residual chemical weapons or chemical elements that contribute to weapons will be very, very important. And that will be a first task for the NTC with support from the international community.
P.J. Crowley, former Assistant Secretary of State for Public Affairs, thanks so much for your time.
All right, Marco.